What's going on, y'all? Susilario Hernandez here, back with another podcast video. If you're watching on, you can watch on YouTube or you can listen to my podcast. I think I have it on iTunes and Google for sure. But yeah, check it out. Look, you can look at the links on my underneath here. Just click on, or you can type in jesusilarioh.com/links. And you'll see some support links. You'll see my YouTube channel. You see my social channels. You'll see my GitHub repository. You'll see a whole bunch of links. And my podcast is at the bottom. And my YouTube channel is under somewhere. But yeah, I just wanted to encourage you guys. I have a little something for y'all. I was thinking about. I'm a driver by trade right now. Looking into getting into the field of software development, software engineering. And I'm slowly making progress by studying with the little time that I have. And as I drive, I have a lot of thought. I think a lot, and you know, I start talking. And I like to motivate people. Well, the main topic that I'm talking about right now is value. Know your value. Know who you are. A lot of times, when like if we get rejected at a job interview. You know, rejection. No, but rejection is tough to take, especially if you're not rejected all the time. But like, don't take it personal. It's just the nature of how things are. Like, if you get rejected at a job interview or anywhere, you know, say in a relationship, it could be anything. Like, it's hard when you hear this, because when I say don't take it personal, because it's true. Like, it's not you, it's them. I mean. Like, if an employer doesn't want to hire you, there's obviously a reason they don't want to hire you. Maybe you don't have enough skill. Maybe they don't like you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. People are not going to like you. There's some people that are not going to like you. We just got to face it. But my main point is, know who you are. Know you're valuable. Know that you're worth something. Know that the skills that you have are marketable. And there's somebody that's going to give you a shot. It's just a matter of you not quitting in the process. Like, don't quit applying for jobs because one job offer rejects you. If they don't want you, maybe it's a good thing that, you know, think about it. Like, maybe it's a good thing that they don't have you there. You know, maybe it's good for you, because the opportunity that is for you, you can be grateful for that instead of the somebody that didn't want you. You know what I mean? In programming or whatever. So you're valuable. You would not have got the interview at that job if people didn't think you were worth something. You could bring something to the table, because at the end of the day, people want to use your skill. Like, it's a hot commodity. People want to use your skill, and they want you to be able to work for them so that they can get you money and you can get them money. That's basically why we work. You know, that's just my opinion. People could think otherwise, but for the most part, know your value. Know who you are. Know that you're worth something. Know that the skills that you're acquiring, you know, whether it be, you know, programming, social skills, how to verbally communicate through email, in person with somebody else. These are skills that the workplace needs. You know, that's what they're looking for. Granted, there are some employers that they'll just, you know, some employers will just hire for the season. You know, say they get an overflow of clients. They need to hire people right away. They'll just hire from that season and then they'll get rid of them. Because they just need their skill. You know what I'm saying? So, and some people want to hire somebody on full time and stay there forever or whatever, you know, that's fine too. But the good thing about it is the programming skill is that you can take it anywhere. You can take your value. You can take it to any place. You just got to try them out and see which ones want to accept you, which ones want to have you as part of their company. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of them are like, yeah, you need all this experience or whatever. Yeah, you need experience. But at the same time, companies need to realize that you're just starting out. And there are companies out there that are just starting out, because there's some companies that have a little grace with new programmers. They understand because they've been there. Some people refuse to see that and just like, oh, no, I want this person. That's it. You know, not even thinking about the potential that person has. So don't do this. Don't think that your value is less. Know your worth. Know that you're valuable in the workplace, and market yourself that way, and know that you're valuable, and continue to develop your chops, your skills. both your programming skills, your interpersonal skills, how to communicate with people, because this is what people need in the workplace. If you're not able to work within a group, then, you know, employers will see that, and they know that the majority of their work is part of a group, then they can't use you because you're not, your skills in that aren't up to where they need them to be. So that's not saying that you can't do it at all. You know what I mean? So that's where you work on your chops, and you can try to go back to that place, but you know at least what companies are working for by getting that experience with interviewing with certain companies. So you can go to another company and try it out, because all these companies have all these things in common. They need skill. They need somebody that can communicate well. They need somebody that can work as part of a group. Those are three main things. There could be more. I mean, maybe I'm missing a few, but those are the things that these employers need, whether they're jerks or whether they're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can work for a jerk. You know what I mean? And I've been to places where they're just like, they're mean and rude, but they need you there. They need to take the load out. They need to get the job done, and that's it. So they just deal with you for however long they need to deal with you. You know, if they don't like you, and then you just get going. So, I mean, we're not there to please them anyway. We're there to work, and we got the skill, and they need us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you got to be like arrogant about it. Like, oh, you need me. No, just humble yourself and just know that you got a job. You know what I'm saying? Then know that you got value, and know at the end of the day, you're going to get that paycheck to provide for your family, or, you know, to provide for schooling, or whatever you're trying to do with your money, you know, because that's basically the end goal. You work so that you can make money. You're doing it in programming because that's what you like to do. I mean, why wouldn't you want to make money by doing what you love to do? And along the way, it comes with the territory to learn how to communicate with people, to continue to develop your chops, to know how to work within a group, to know how to, you know, email people, how to talk to people on the phone, talk to clients. These are all things that we develop as people, and that's valuable in the workplace, in the marketplace. So develop those skills and know who you are. Like, there's going to be a lot of haters. There's always haters everywhere we go. No matter where we go, they're always hating on our skill. They're always hating on our game because we got it. You know what I'm saying? We got that skill. We got what it takes. And these haters are going to try to throw you off your game. And what we need to do is keep that mindset of knowing who we are, being confident in who we are, no matter what they say. So as to continue to be successful in the things we want to be successful in. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching, for listening. That's just a little quick motivation for you. Know your worth. Know you're valuable. Know that you're valuable to potential employers. Know that you're still developing. You're still in the process. You know what I mean? You're still working toward that goal. And continue to develop skill, develop all this knowledge so that you can know your value and your worth. You can do it, guys. Have a good one.